This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and it's going to be quite an hour. I have a feeling here now. Let's dig into a little 2024 talk. Jesse, I can't help but feel like a Trump presidency will be less effective than a fresh system disruptor. The system is hardened against him. The system is primed for him, seasoned. At the same time, Trump isn't changing. Same guy, same tactics. I feel like our best bets are with new challenges, with new tactics. Okay. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're wrong. But here's how I approach a lot of this when it comes to 2024. I personally, I believe Trump is the likely nominee. I believe Ron DeSantis can beat Trump in a primary, but it's going to be a long uphill battle, especially as they continue this ridiculous lawfare against Trump. The more this stuff goes on, the more popular he gets. DeSantis is going to free fall in the polls because of that. I believe Trump is the likely nominee. Whether I like that or you like, well, I mean, I don't care either way. You already know that. But whether you like that or not, that's up to you. But because I believe Trump is going to be the likely nominee, I think that we need to address problems we have with him whenever we possibly can. Doesn't mean you sit and ride him all day long. But because I think the nominee is going to be Trump, which means my next president might be Donald Trump, that'd be fine with me. I want the best Donald Trump I can possibly get. Is he still a system disruptor? I don't know. The system sure seems to think he is. That's why they're still throwing everything in their brother at him. And also, listen, when I talk about system disruptors, which Trump was the first, remember, there'll be many, many, many more that come after him when he's gone. That doesn't mean he's a savior. System disruptor doesn't mean savior, because no one man of any kind can save us. System disruptor and savior are two different things. Keep this in mind when we're talking about 2024. Whether it's Trump or DeSantis, there's no savior coming. No one man can walk into the office of the presidency and undo what has been done to this nation for decades. It's not humanly possible. And even if he really tried to do significant things about it, they'd just impeach him again or kill him. They would. No one man is coming to save you. We have a long slog ahead of us of a million mini battles. I'm not saying the presidency doesn't matter. The presidency matters a lot. I mean, look, turbo freaks like this are taking over our military. And look, I need to be clear. This is an Air Force guy. What I'm about to play for you, I played it a little bit in the beginning. This is what they're doing to all of our military. All of it. One gigantic diversity focus. You know, I'm not even going to play the Air Force guy. Here's a montage of the Biden administration. This is taking over your nation. One man can't stop this.
Who we are as Americans.
Oh, that's the wrong one, Chris. Oh, well, forget it. Oh, there it is. There it is.
Diversity and representation is really important to this president.
We were very lucky in the Biden administration. We worked very hard to have the most diverse White House staff in history. First time ever, a majority of the White House staff was female. First time ever, a majority of the, yeah. First time ever, a majority of the senior White House staff was female. Record numbers of people of color working on the staff.
We not only have highly qualified woman as vice president.
Yeah. One man, when an idea, an infection like that takes over everything, and it has taken over corporate America, it's taken over everything. One man can't save you. We have little battles to win, a million of them. Remember, we've brought this up before, and it sounds like I'm disheartening you, but I'm not. I want this to embolden you. You're never going to see final victory. You've got a million little battles to win, and then your kids have a million little battles to win after them, and then a million little battles to win after them. We've got blocking and tackling to do. We're worried about the fancy stuff like the presidency. Donald Trump isn't going to save you. Ron DeSantis isn't going to save you. We can't be saved. There's no one man. If you took the person you love the most or respect the most in politics, whoever it may be, and you could just magically just boop, just put them right there in the White House, they couldn't save you either. The problems are too grand. All right. You're handing the presidency, you're handing a mouse a 10,000 pound pancake and telling him to eat it all. Hurry up and save us. It's not physically possible. He can't do it. Dear Jesse, was wondering what your opinion is on adoption. You're a big proponent on the show of raising a family and instilling your values on them, and my wife and I would like nothing more than to do the same. Unfortunately, we've been having issues having a biological child, and it kills my wife every time it doesn't work out. We've discussed adoption before, and although we weren't as keen on this idea a few years ago, we've come around to it as it may be our only chance to have a family. We've heard horror stories of domestic adoption, and the whole process seems daunting. But we might be nearing the time to give it a chance. Wanted to get the Oracle's thoughts on creating an anti-communist party via adoption. His name is Michael. Adoption is, I have always thought, one of, if not the most blessed things you can do for another human being on this earth. And couples go through this. It's sad. It's very sad when you get together and you get married and you want to have kids and then you find out one or both of you can't pull it off. These things happen, and they're very, very sad. People want to start families. You have this desire to start a family, and you can't. But you know what adoption is? You know what it really is? You say you and your wife are considering it right now out there. Maybe he or she's already been born. Maybe he or she hasn't even been conceived yet, but right now there's a child out there. And that child, they're going to be left. They're going to be given up for adoption. Maybe the mother has no choice. Maybe she can't. Maybe she's drugged out. Maybe she just doesn't want whatever the reason is. There's a child out there that's going to grow up without a loving family unless you take that child and give him that loving family. Give her that loving family. That's snatching somebody. You're snatching someone out of the jaws. Think about it this way. I know we're a ways away, but I want you to think about Christmas Day, December 25th. You know what Christmas Day is like in an orphanage? Now, I want you to picture that child in an orphanage, all the other orphans praying to God that their day will come one day. Hopefully I look cute enough. Hopefully someone will take me. Why doesn't anyone want me? I want you to picture Christmas Day in an orphanage versus what Christmas Day for that child will look like in your home. Wake up in the morning, cup of hot chocolate for the kiddos, maybe read a Bible verse, open up some presents, maybe watch a couple crappy Christmas movies because your wife insists on it while your kid plays with the toys you just got them. That versus Christmas in an orphanage. Look, it's your life. I never did it. I've expressed this to you before. I obviously have things in my life I wished I'd done differently. Wished I could do over again. Heck, I've got many of them. But it's one of those things I wish I had pursued. I wish we had pursued when we were younger. We sniffed into it a little. We had the two boys. We kind of decided we wanted to just stop there, but it's then people who adopt kids, people who foster kids, people who adopt kids. In my opinion, those are the best people on the planet, man. Dear Jesse, two things. Thing one, I'm normally a very positive person, but today I was in a real funk, which rarely happens. As I got in the car to leave work, I thought I might just drive into the sunset and disappear. I was just done with life. I turned on the radio to my favorite station, and you were beginning your bit about this is the era we've been given. This is exactly what I needed to hear at the exact time I needed to hear it. You put my train back on the tracks, and I went home and tried life again. Thanks for saving the day. Thing two, I named my son after you. How cool is that? I mean, I didn't really, because he's 38 years old, and I didn't know you 38 years ago, but I named him Jesse, and you're Jesse, and he's awesome just like you. His name is Ed. Hey, on this note, I'm glad I helped in any small way I may have helped, but I'll tell you something else I need to get better at in my life. Maybe you're the same way. I need to be better about reaching out to friends and family and checking in on people. Just, hey, checking in. Hey, I love you. Hey, what's going on, buddy? Hey, how are things? We haven't spoken in forever. I am really bad at that. I don't do that. And as we go into some pretty rocky times, which, as you know, we're going into, that's not some mystery. As we go into some pretty rocky times, there are going to be people in our lives who are hurting and maybe having a bad day and maybe wanting to drive off into the sunset and quit. And despair is easy for people to fall into. Maybe you're going into it now. I think we should all, I know I need to, I think we should all be better about reaching out to people. All right. All right. Now, someone wants to know about Missouri. Orange juice. We're going to make fun of Joe Biden, talk a little bit about Band of Brothers. We still got all kinds of fun to have. Let us do something really quickly first. Let us acknowledge mistakes we have made in the past, myself included. I have told you this before, and I mean it. I think about what I've fed all the dogs I've had in my life, and I regret it. I think about all those wonderful dogs. I think about, gosh, Jake. Jake was a friggin' black lab. He was an absolute hellion. I think about Jake. I think about Hank. We named actually one of our dogs after my grandpa, Hank. God rest his soul. I think about all these wonderful dogs I had and how we never gave them proper nutrition. We bought them dog food, good dog food. I didn't know dog food was dead food until I talked to naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, the guy who runs Rough Greens, Airborne Ranger, I should mention, Green Beret. I didn't realize that there's no nutrition in there. Your dog isn't getting any nutrition. When you pour Rough Greens on there, you give your dog vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, omega oils, antioxidants. You're going to watch changes in your dog that you can't believe and keep him around a little longer. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, man, I can't believe we're almost done. We're not done yet. We have like 45 minutes, don't we? We have a while. Chris, what time is it? We need a clock in here. We need a better clock in here. Anyway, it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we're having a blast with all that. What else are we going to do? Talk about President Poopy Pants?
I'm getting a little bit worried. We're in here watching you, and the Taoiseach, you're on camera. The Taoiseach, isn't that Senator Coons? What the hell you been doing, Coons? Yeah, I don't know, man. At any rate.
Oh, gosh. Shogun Miniguns Kelly. I'm currently in the VA looking to move, or in VA, sorry, Virginia, looking to move to a red state. I was in the VA hospital, Chris. I was like, oh, no. Anyway, where does Missouri rank on your list? It's got two cities dragging it down, but the rest looks red. What states besides Florida and Texas are the top of the list? You know, everyone talks about Florida and Texas, and I love Florida and Texas. Shoot, I live in Texas, and I vacation in Florida, so I really love Florida and Texas. You know, now I'm going to get all the hate. I'm going to get the hate when I bring them up. No one ever talks about any of the Rocky Mountain states. No one ever talks about Montana. Red. No one ever talks about Idaho. Blood red. There's all kinds of redness out west. Maybe the cold is not really for you, but there's all kinds of redness out there. Missouri's awesome. I brought it up yesterday. Missouri has one of the best senators in the country, and nobody knows about it. People hardly know his name, Eric Schmidt. Eric Schmidt's a stud. Eric Schmidt's good to go. I love me some Missouri. And look, even the cities, like people dog on St. Louis all the time because St. Louis is rough right now, very, very rough right now. You can always go out to the burbs if you have to live around a major city. That's what I do. You think I live in Houston proper? I don't even go into Houston proper. I never go in there. I'm way outside of the city, but I'm close enough. If I need to use them for an airport or something like that, I can. But I'm way outside of the city. You don't have to live in some crime-ridden part of it. Missouri? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Good food, too. Dear Minigun Marvel, I know how you love orange juice, so I was wondering, have you ever tried dill pickle juice with your orange juice? Give it a try. You disgust me. You're never allowed to order. You're never allowed to listen to the show again. dear, literally world-famous author Chris, people are now using the word literally just to upset me. That's not very nice. It's got to stop. Gotta stop. I was recently watching the excellent show Band of Brothers, and in the real interviews, one of the great veterans said that men in his town committed suicide because they weren't allowed to fight for their country. I was struck with sadness that we used to live in a country of proud citizens that were so affected in their country being attacked, there was simply no other option than to take up arms and fight. Then I remembered your line, we don't get to choose the time we live in. We are in for a fight, and I accept that. My question is, I'm in my mid-20s. Will I live to see the rebirth of that country of proud, freedom-loving Americans free of evil communist poison? How long will it take to beat back the communist wave? I don't know that I can tell you how long it will take. I think we have a 50-year struggle ahead of us. But here's the thing, brother. If you're in your mid-20s, shoot, you kids listening to me right now, you're the tip of the spear. You're the vanguard. You're the one that matters. I don't matter. We need your generation coming up. You are going to be surrounded by more filth around you and more evil around you, and you're going to have to fight against it and fight back and win. You ask if that country is going to come back. If you earn it, if you go fight for it back, we need you all. This is it's not my generation that's going to do it. My generation, to be frank, failed you. My generation failed the next generation. We were too soft. We didn't understand fully what we were dealing with. And now we're at a place in our country that's, well, I mean, AOC said it best.
Join the revolution. I'm Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and I pledge allegiance to the drag. America, America,
red, white, and blue. Now we're in the pledge allegiance to the drag phase. Because my generation didn't do enough. We didn't do enough. So it's going to be up to the next generation to clean up after us. So it is what it is. Part-time Oracle Pink Flower. I have a predicament. My house sitter of 5 years, which is also my wife's friend, left one of her gadgets at my house this past weekend. She's, oh my gosh, I didn't realize what that, oh geez, Chris. Anyway, I might as well go on now. He said, should we just trash it and act as if nothing ever happened, or do we drop the awkward bomb and give it back? I'm trying to avoid having dork shrapnel all over me, so would rather just trash it, but she may have a real connection to it. What say you, knower of all things? P.S. She's coming back to stay this Friday, so I need your help ASAP or all hope is lost. I'd leave it right there on the kitchen counter for her when she came in. What, Chris? She has it back, and you can always disinfect it when you're done. What? No, don't throw it away, Chris. What if it costs money? I don't know what those things cost. I understand, Chris. I didn't leave it there. I understand she shouldn't have left it. How does that help the man who's in a bad situation here? We have to deal with the real world. We talk about that all the time. I have to deal with the world that is real, not the one that I want to exist. She did leave it at his house. Now the man needs help. Here's what you do. I got it exactly. This is what you're going to do. I want you to put that gadget in a brand new pair of all season slippers from MyPillow. Then the awkwardness of giving it back will be canceled out by the fact you're giving her the best, most supportive, most comfortable slippers in the history of the world. And maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, I can't do that. It's too expensive. Jesse, those things are $149.98. Well, I have some good news for you. They usually are $149.98 right now. They're $25. $25. Get yourself a pair. Get your wife a pair. Get the house sitter a pair. Throw that little gadget in the old pair. And then you're going to be, then she gets it back. And it's embarrassing, awkward. But then she gets something for it. All right? And I'm sure she can clean them up afterwards or whatever she needs. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse saves you $120 on these all-season slippers. These will sell out, by the way. Every time he's ever done one of these, they sell out and sell out fast. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Don't miss out on savings like that. Or you can call them 800-845-0544. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I am aware that the music is not in the podcast. I'm very aware of it. It's not Chris's fault. There's nothing I can do about it for the time being. I'm aware of it. I get it. Trust me. I get it. All right?
I am the Frito Bandito, hey! I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, 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 munch.
See, Fritos. You asked for music? You got some music. Jesse, 2 weeks ago, I was at Disneyland and got to see firsthand the slow death of Disney. After 3 days there, I can say it's no surprise they've lost nearly $6 billion in revenue and are about to lay off nearly 10,000 people next month. Many of the cast members are rude and some are still double masked. Oh, gosh. There's far more trash on the ground than I've ever seen and everything just felt more dirty. Attractions are being rethemed to replace white characters with black or brown ones. The rides continue to break down, which makes the wait times longer than they should be, likely because of the diversity hire mechanics. It almost felt like I was in a third world country most of the time, minus the fact food and water were still readily available. It was hard to spot a normal family with their children, but there was no lack of multicolored hair, turbo freaks, trannies, and illegals. I grew up in Southern California in the 90s where Disneyland was a family hangout on the weekends. It's sad to see the slow death of this once great American company, but I guess it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone since the entire country's on the same path. Yeah, look, it is sad. It is sad, and I'll tell you something that is a real common theme out there. It's a very, very, very common theme, and man, it's terrible. I don't know of the exact reasoning for it, but it's not good, and this is what I'm talking about. These giants, these business and corporate giants of old, you know, the Rockefellers and the Fords and the Disneys and the giants, and not only giants, and I'm not saying they were perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but patriotic giants. They were just giants of men, and they spoke often about America and talking about America and things like that. Their children are oftentimes full-blown communists. The children of the legacy families that you would think, wow, they're going to lead us. They're going to be the best of the best. Half of Disney's kids, it's really bad, man. It's really bad. And like you said, it's really sad. It's unreal to watch these. I mean, these are supposed to be, I consider these to be part of our heritage, right? These families and this and the accomplishment. This is part of who we are. And yet, gosh, it's bad. Adorable historical oracle. You've frequently spoken about your dad on the show, and he sounds like an even bigger heartless, I can't say that word, than yourself. She says in parentheses, for the record, I have an unnatural attraction to jerks, so it's very much a compliment. I'm curious how he reacted when you said you would be doing radio. Did he do the dad sigh and looked at you like, where did I go wrong? Or was he super supportive and think you'd reach such heights as the late, great Rush Limbaugh? Also, I listened to you on Spotify this week, and they haven't played any of the music leading into your show. What's going on? Her name's Carly. Yeah, I just explained the music thing. It's just out of my hands. All right, I've explained it as much as I can explain it. I get it. We're working on solutions. I'll put it to you that way. This is a decision made beyond our pay grade here. That's one. Two, when I told him, because remember, I was selling RVs. I was a sales manager when I decided to do this. And I quit my job. Now, that was a good job. That was a six-figure job. What did he say when I quit? Yeah, I wouldn't say it was overwhelmingly supportive. He definitely had some fatherly concerns. But I'll be honest with you, I don't think I'd want a father who didn't have fatherly concerns when you step up and say, hey, Dad, here I am. Wife, kids, mortgage, two car payments. Just quit my job. Why? Well, I don't know. I'm going to go try for something in the media. And remember, I didn't have a plan. No plan. It's not like I walked out of that RV job and I walked into the radio or walked into TV, because, you know, I do a TV show every night, 9 p.m. Eastern on the First TV. You can watch it on DirecTV, by the way. But I didn't have it. None of that was there. I just started putting out content online. I'd start putting out stupid little internet videos and stuff like that, and it ended up working. But, he was concerned. Obviously, he was concerned. Very proud, though, today. Very proud. It all worked out in the end. Jesse, today my 10-year-old son came home from school and told me he got in trouble in gym class and lost 2 points for being too competitive. He was told it's not about winning, it's about having fun. To which he replied, that's something losers say. Needless to say, that didn't go over very well. Him, my older son who's 13, and I listen to your show every afternoon on our way to spring football practice. Keep up the good fight. And by the way, you are the inspiration for my son to ask me, what's a communist? When he was 8 years old, he said I could say his name, and his name is Marcus. That's awesome. I love that. My kid would be going out for ice cream. And I never got this. It's supposed to be fun. Winning's fun. Winning is what makes it fun. That's why everything is fun. That's the whole point of any kind of competition, whether it's gym class or a game of checkers. Checkers isn't fun to play. It's fun to win. It's fun to win. Winning is what matters. Go out there and be number one. I've never been prouder. I already told you this. My youngest got a participation trophy for swimming. Yeah, for swimming at the end of the season. They gave him a participation trophy. He was disgusted. He threw it away. He's like, what is this crap? Participation trophy. I didn't win anything. Gosh, I was proud papa that day. Jesse Too Tall Kelly. I've noticed throughout history so many Tier 1 warfighters are men of average or below average height, and I was wondering during your time in the Marine Corps, were you ever privileged to witness the superior warfighting capabilities, athleticism, and overall facial symmetry of those of us who happen to be less than tall? Listen, thank you. He said, P.S. JesseKellyBook.com. What, Chris? And I agree with that part of it. You short people. I have been under attack by the shorts for the longest time out there. Like, there are good reasons that most of the high-end guys, like Special Forces, actually most Marines too, just regular Marines, they're not that tall. Their average is 5'7", 5'8". They're not big in general. They're just fairly short. It's better, honestly, it can be better for endurance reasons. That's one. Two, you fit in everything easier. There are so many things that we had to do when I was in the Marines that I just didn't fit. It wasn't made for me at all. And I'm not complaining. That's life. It's good for you. In a lot of ways, it made my life more difficult. I've told the story before about we would do on occasion log PT. You've probably seen it in the movies. It's you just have this huge, heavy log and you have to work as a team and you're doing sit-ups with the log and running with the log and do all kinds. And the log is very, 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 very heavy. I don't remember the weight at all. It's 200 or 300 pounds, though. It's very, very heavy. Well, I would be in the front of the log and we'd be walking around and it's just destroying your shoulders. It's just pain. It's just pain and misery. It's learning how to deal with pain and misery. And I would turn around because I was like, golly, it feels like I've really got the bulk of this thing. Well, I did, because for two or three guys behind me, I was so tall. The angle had the log off of their shoulders. Not only that, you have to wrap your hands around the top of it. So they were actually adding weight and not taking anything off. And it wasn't their fault. And I remember they'd apologize. Be like, sorry, Kelly, there's nothing I can do. And there's nothing you can do. It is what it is. It's you fit a little better when everyone's kind of shorter in uniform. Certainly not with your minuscule height. But you know what? We're not going into that right now. You want to shoot like one of those guys? You want to learn how to shoot like the Tier 1 guys shoot? The only reason Green Berets shoot better than you shoot is they practice more than you practice. That's a fact. You know what Green Berets use to practice? Did you know they use Mantis X? Did you know the Marines use Mantis X in boot camp? That's a fact. Mantis X is out there training the best soldiers on the planet, and it's available for you. Not some civilian version either. The same one they use. Dry fire practice in your home, giving you feedback. They're going to tell you what you're doing wrong, putting you through drills, keeping your scores for you. You'll watch yourself improve in ways you never even imagined. Go to MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. You want to shoot like the pros? Practice like the pros. MantisX.com. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't worry, you can still email me your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All those can go to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Dear former lead singer of Deleterious Consequences and world famous author,
I'm about to leave the wonderful free state of Florida to return to California to fight for custody of my three-year-old son. I had forgotten how nice people are in the South. People smile and make eye contact and greet you. No one leaves shopping carts in the parking lot. People will help load supplies into one's truck out of kindness. Since I'm returning to the capital of the U.S. of gay, and I spent most of my money on renovating my house in paradise, I can't afford a good lawyer. Should I show up in court in a skirt, wig, and flats? No way I can pull off heels with size 13 feet. With being on chalk for 6 months, I can definitely can't pull off a squeaky beta male verse voice. I'll leave my hero gun in the truck. I do know not to mention in court that they can get the anti-communist manifesto at jessekellybook.com. Hopefully I will return to Florida with my son where we will plug in our Eden Pure thunderstorms. His name is Scott. Let's all say a prayer for Scott and his son. That's a tough thing right there. Hey, by the way, need to clarify something for you. I've told you before about home title lock. About home title theft is not something that people really know about, which is amazing because it's the cyber crime that's dominating everything right now. Your home title is not only online. I can't stress this enough. It's easy for them to get it. It shows you own your home. Well, here's what they do. They get it and they forge your signature on it. And then these criminals, they go shopping for lending institutions and they start taking loans out on your home. The lending institutions don't know. They're not the bad guy in this. They don't know. And they're not going to call. Hey, Bill, are you trying to take a loan out of your home? They're going to give out the loan. Crook's going to take off with the money and you're stuck. They will evict you from your home. People have been evicted from their homes. Or you got to go to court and try to unwind it. You have 50 grand right now for a lawyer? Listen. Home Title Lock has something that's a $100 value they're giving free right now. You can go register your address right now at hometitlelock.com/Jesse. That will verify your home title is still in your name. While you're there, I would recommend you sign up. That way you can allow them to protect you. They'll detect any tampering that may happen in the future and shut it down. But at least take advantage of the thing they're doing for free. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. All right. All right. Let's motor through these. Oh, food connoisseur. I'm trying to eat a little more healthy. I'd like a list of some of your favorite foods so I will know what to stay away from. Oh, that's not very nice. Jesse, you were right. Trump wants to literally, Chris, they're doing this on purpose. Trump wants to literally, arrested and fingerprinted and have his mugshot leaked. It will surely be a moneymaker for him. Remember when his campaign sold Trump Sharpies after CNN make a fuss about it? Also, with DeSantis not officially running yet, this may work out well for him to gauge the primary feasibility and save his political capital if he decides to sit it out if Trump makes insurmountable gains. What do you think? Well, there's no question this whole impending arrest has been huge for Trump. He's gone up in the polls. He's raised a ton of money. Spite is a powerful motivator. A chip on your shoulder is a powerful motivator. I can't count how many people have emailed into the show. Jesse, I'm voting for him anyway now, just because, just to stick it to the system. This has helped Trump. Trump was already in the driver's seat to be the nominee. This, this hurt Heavy D. There's no question about it because of how much it helped Trump. But that's part of the reason Heavy D's been waiting, too, and he's been running without running. He can always make the decision not to run, even though he wants to run, and he's built a campaign team to run. Now, here's the thing. Heavy D's going to have to weigh this. Trump is already muddying up Heavy D because it's a primary, and they're going to throw mud at each other. And Heavy D's going to do the same thing to Trump. Hey, you suck at this. You're establishment. That's standard primary stuff. Nothing to stress about. But he's already muddying up Trump. The decision the DeSantis team is going to have to make is this. Do we have a shot at winning? Because if you don't have a shot at winning, there is a chance you get in the race and Trump muddies and bloodies you up so badly that you don't have a future to be the nominee. That's something a lot of people would argue happened to Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz was, people forget this now, Ted Cruz was a darling in the conservative movement and still honestly is in many circles. I love him, but he was a darling in the conservative movement until he went up against Trump in the primary and Trump just hammered him with lying Ted and all this other stuff like that. It almost cost Cruz, who was very popular in Texas, it almost cost him his election against Beto O'Rourke. It was like a 2-point race against Beto O'Rourke. It wounded him, and it wounded him so badly. There's a chance, I haven't asked him about this, this is not inside knowledge, there's a chance that's part of the reason he decided he doesn't want to run again in 2024. There's a chance you can be bloodied and muddied up so much that it hurts you. Now, I'm not saying DeSantis should be afraid of that. If he feels like it's the right thing to do or feels like it's his time, he should dive in and go after it. But these are things he's going to have to consider. All that said, we always have to keep something in mind. I have to remind myself of this each and every single day. You and me, we are the one percenters. We are the most informed voters out there. It's 2023, early in 2023. It's still the first quarter of 2023. Most people, the people who decide elections, one, they're not paying attention yet at all. And two, even if they are paying attention, there's always a new bombshell and a new story and a new scandal and a new accusation and a new things that feel huge and insurmountable today will be forgotten in a month or two. They really will. You talk about the impending arrest of the former president of the United States of America. That sounds like the biggest deal in the world. And oh my gosh. And people won't be bringing it up at all 2 months from now. They won't be. Temporarily, it's a nice bump in the polls. It's a nice fundraising pitch. But in the long run, not so much. Hey, Jesse and Chris, even though I don't think he really exists, after listening to tonight's episode about people's pet peeves, my husband thought he needed to email you about my pet peeve of his. For the life of him, he cannot put the toilet seat down and argues that I'm in the wrong because I don't put it up. Please take my side on this. Men should put the toilet seat down, or better yet, just leave it down and work on getting a better aim. Then everyone's happy. P.S. Really enjoy the show. One, you can't leave it down. You can't leave it down. Women just say that you just get a better aim. There are kids listening. I'm not going to go into the details of it. That's not always doable, okay? Sometimes it's just that's not always doable. I personally do put the seat down. I put the seat down. Maybe I'm wrong, though. But no, you know what? No. I'm standing firm on this. Fellas, put the seat down for her, all right? Nobody likes this. Well, we don't need to go into the details. Let's get out of here. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.